everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sharon.
And now, before we begin our article for today, I want to know if you enjoy listening to music.
Of course I do. To me, music is life. I can't live without music.
So what kind of music do you like? Do you have a favorite artist or do you have a favorite singer?
Oh, that's a tough question. I listen to a wide range of music. But I can tell you that my favorite band for the time being is No Party for 草东 没有派对.
So is it a Taiwanese band?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. So you listen to a lot more maybe Mandarin songs.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I listen to a lot more Western music. But have you heard of someone called Wing Lo then?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect because I don't know too much about him. I usually listen to a lot more Western music.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to learn about Wing Lo and how he is Mandopop's hidden star. So let's take a look at our article.
Reading.
Wing Lo, Mandopop's hidden star. Wing Lo is one of the most important people in the Mandopop world. Still, you might not have ever heard of him. That's because he's mostly a songwriter and producer. Wing has written songs for pop stars including JJ Lin, Andy Lau, Sam Lee, and Jen Shen Qi. One of his most famous songs is I Pray For You,which he wrote with Lin for the victims of the Formosa Fun Coast explosion. Wing was born in Meino, Kaohsiung, and started his career as a Mandopop songwriter. For years, his mother asked if he would write songs in Hakka, his mother tongue. In 2013, Wing decided to do it. He released his first Hakka album, Aha Moment, in 2015.The themes and inspirations for the album came from his daily life and childhood memories. Mandopop is still on Wing's radar, though, as he plans to release a new album in 2018. He also aims to put out various TV programs and YouTube videos so that fans can both listen to and watch his music.
Alright, so the article first starts with the saying, Wing Lo is one of the most important people in the Mandopop world.
Mm.
Now, we see the word Mandopop. It's just short for Mandarin pop music. So these are songs sung in Mandarin Chinese, so the Chinese that we listen to. There's also something called Cantopop, which is Cantonese pop music. So these are songs sung in Cantonese. So this is mostly more popular in Hong Kong. Of course, we have J-pop. Japanese pop, or K-pop. Korean pop.
Yeah. Some people also talk about T-pop, which stands for Taiwanese pop music.
All right.
今天来介绍的是华语流行音乐的重要人物罗文玉哦。
Next, the article says, still, you might not have ever heard of him. So that's true. I've never heard about this, this person before, because I just know, you know, the famous singers like Jay Chou, Jolin Tsai.
Yeah.
That's mostly my limit of Chinese music.
It's okay. I really haven't heard of him either.注意哦，如果我要表达我的确没有听过他，那我英文的回答就要用否定的方式来表示的确我也没有听过，而不是中文我们通常会用肯定，对啊，我真的没有听过这样子来回答他。So, yeah, I never heard of him either, but that's okay. He's not really famous, though.
We can learn more about him in the article then. So it says, that's because he's mostly a songwriter and a producer. So that means he's not really the person out on stage performing and, you know, going on tours. He actually writes songs and he produces music as well.
That explains why. 既然他这么大咖，那为什么我们都没有听过呢？原来是因为他大部分的时间都是默默的在做幕后的写歌手与制作人。
Right, and we use the adverb mostly. He's mostly a songwriter and producer. Now, mostly here is our vocabulary word. It means almost all or completely. So this is something that happens or occurs about 80 to 90% of the time. So for example, we can say the story was mostly accurate, meaning most of the story was true. So 80 or 90% of the story was true.
Okay. Mostly 这边是几乎 乎全部大部分的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是这个故事大部分是真实准确的。那注意的是 mostly 跟 almost 虽然都是几乎的意思，可是这边用法不太一样哦。比如说 mostly 是数量上的几乎全部，所以我们可以说 they mostly fell asleep， 就是他们大部分的人都睡着了。那 almost 呢却是程度上的几乎，比如说 I almost fell asleep， 就是我快要睡着了。
All right, so let's learn more about Wing Lo. It says Wing has written songs for pop stars including JJ Lin.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've heard of him. Andy Liao. Okay, I definitely heard of him. Sam Lee and Zhen Shenji. Okay, so yes, I've heard about these singers before. He mostly has written songs for them. So if you are fans of these singers, well, guess what? I think you're also a fan of Wing Lo as well.
Oh, I must have listened to a lot of his songs then. 龙玉曾经帮林俊杰、刘德华、李圣杰还有任贤齐写过歌呢。
Wow, he must be really good at what he does then.
Yeah.
Alright, so next it says one of his most famous songs is I Pray For You, which he wrote with Lin for the victims of the Formosa Fun Coast explosion. I remember this accident.
Terrible.
It was actually really bad.
Yes, it is.It's really a terrible accident, but it was a great song, though. 他写过最有名的歌，就包含林俊杰与林俊杰合作的这首《我为你祈祷》。这首歌呢，是献给八仙城堡伤者的一首歌。Okay.So, Tiffany, what's the word victim?
All right, perfect, because victim here is our vocabulary word. It means a person who has been attacked, they're injured, they were robbed, or they were killed by someone or something, okay? So, for example, a thief steals money from a lady. The lady is the victim because she was the one that got robbed or she got her money stolen.
Poor lady.
That's right.
Victim.这个字是一个可数名词，指的是受难或是被害者的意思。那我们后面呢，可以加 of 来连接灾害，或者是加害人，或者是杀手之类的。So victims of the killer, victims of the crime, 就是这起犯罪的被害者。那刚刚 Tiffany 所提到的例句，就是一位小偷偷了一位女士，那这位女士就是被害者。那偷这个字的英文是 steal, S-T-E-A-L, 那它的三态是steal, stole, stolen. 那注意哦，东西如果被偷要用 be stolen, 比如说 the victim's money was stolen, 被害人的钱被偷了。那如果是人被抢的话，你就不能说 I am stolen, 你要说 I am robbed, 或是 I got robbed. So the victim was robbed, 就是被害人被抢了。
Alright, so the song was written for the victims, okay, the people who got hurt during this terrible and horrible explosion at the Formosa Fun Coast. Now, here we also see another vocabulary where we see the word explosion. Now, what is an explosion? Well, it is a very sudden and very loud and a very violent release of energy from something like a bomb. Right, so this thing, this bomb, it breaks apart and it sends all of the bomb and the parts of the bomb parts flying out. So explode is actually the verb. It's the action. So, for example, we can say the bomb explodes, okay, the action, and it causes an explosion, the noun. We can also use it in a sentence like this. There was a loud explosion on the train, but luckily no one was hurt.
Good to know that. Explosion 这个字是可数名词，它是爆炸的意思。那它的动词就是 explode, 就是爆炸的意思。那另外呢，炸弹就是 bomb, B-O-M-B。那刚刚 Tiffany 所说的例句呢，就是火车上有个很大声的爆炸 ，boom！ 但所幸没有人受伤。
Thank goodness, because that would have been also very, very tragic as well.
Yeah.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says Wing was born in Meinong, Kaohsiung, and started his career as a mandopop songwriter.
所以罗文玉呢，他是出生于高雄美浓，并且立志成为一名华语歌曲创作者。 Okay, so what is the word career?
All right, so let's take a look at this word. He started a career as a songwriter. So he started a career. Let's first learn about what it means. It's a noun and it means a job or profession that someone does for a long time. And you want to focus on something very specific. Mm. For example, I want to make teaching my career. Okay, it means I want to be a teacher. You can also say, I want to have a career as a teacher. That means you want to focus on teaching and you want to focus on being a teacher for maybe 5, 10 years or even more. Okay, I can also say, she hopes to pursue a career in medicine. That means this person wants to be maybe a doctor in the future. Okay, so again, we have another sample sentence. It says, Jonathan studied medicine so he can have a career as a doctor.
Yeah. So career 这个字它是一个名词可数，那它就是事业的意思。它是一个比较高层级的事业，是会让你想要上进的长期事业。比方说刚 Tiffany 提到的，想要以教书为业，或者是追求一个医学的事业。那例句就是 Jonathan 他读了医学，就是为了将来以做医生 doctor 为业。那另外呢 career 这个字也可以做形容词哦，比如方说我们可以说 career woman 就是职业女性，或者是 career writer 就是职业作家。这边要注意的是 work job 跟 occupation 也是职业工作的意思，但是不一样的是它通常是指比较短期或者是为了糊口用的，所以我可以说 I work as a waitress now but I want to make singing my career. 我现在做的是服务生，但其实我是想要以唱歌为业。
So did you always want a career as a teacher when you were younger?
Well, to be honest with you, actually, no. Oh. I used to be thinking about becoming an actress or a singer.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you can always try to pursue that if you work hard, right?
Yeah.
I think when I was younger, I also had dreams of starting a career as an actress as well or becoming someone famous. So I think as when we're younger, we think about like, you know, oh, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a policeman. But of course, when you get older, things change a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not too late to start a career in that. So if you have dreams, you can pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's continue reading the article. It says, for years, his mother asked if he could write songs in Hakka, his mother tongue. Okay, so yeah. For many years, he always was writing songs in Mandarin Chinese. And then his mom said, oh, please, can you write the songs in Hakka? So this is his mother tongue. This is something that he knows how to speak very well or very fluently.
Yeah, and that was really a good idea. So 罗玉的妈妈问了他好几年，他到底是否愿意用客语写歌，也就是他的母语哦。So what is a mother tongue? 是母亲的舌头吗？不是哦，这边的 mother tongue 是母语的意思，也等于 native language, N-A-T-I-V-E-L-A-N-G-U-A-G-E。那另外呢，这个句子中间的 if 这个字，它中文是是否，那后面接的间接叙述就是原来 yes no question 的肯定句。听起来很复杂，是什么意思呢？比方说 stop picking petals, just go ask him if he loves you, 就是不要再拔花瓣了，就直接去问他是否还爱你吧。
Oh, so I shouldn't go, does he love me? Does he love me not? He loves me. He loves me not. So maybe I should just go ask him if he loves me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Be brave.
So I will try. I'll try to do my best. So, yeah, so mother tongue is your native language. So, for example, for me, my native language is English. So my Chinese is not very good. Your native language is...
Chinese.
Yeah, so your Chinese is definitely way better than mine. All right, so let's continue reading the article. It says, in 2013, Wing decided to do it. So yes, his mom was like, please, can you please write a song in Hakka? Can you please write a song in Hakka? He finally listened to his mother and he did it in the year 2013.
So he did give it a go.
That's right.
Give it a go. 就是他决定要试试看。所以2013年他决定出了一首。出了一张 voice, 出了一张客语专辑。
That's right, because next it says, he released his first Hakka album, Aha Moment, in 2015. So in 2013, he's like, okay, I'm going to do it. So between the years 2013 and 2015, maybe he was writing songs, he was getting inspiration, and then finally in 2015, he released the album.
Aha Moment. That's a really cute title.
Yeah.
所以呢他2015年的时候就发行了他的第一张口语专辑就叫做惊喜时刻。
So when you release something, this is our vocabulary word, it's a verb and it means to make something available to the public. So it's usually something like an album, a musical album, or a movie, a book, or even a statement. You want this thing to be known, you want other people to know about it as well. So you make this available to the public to see or to hear. For example, Star Wars The Last Jedi, released last year in December 2017. Did you watch it?
No, actually not.
Oh, really?
Yet.
It's a good movie. I love Star Wars. I'm a huge Star Wars fan,
so really?
I definitely watched it the first day it came out.
Oh, I didn't really watch the series. I just know about the theme song, like da 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 da.
That's right. It's a very famous one as well.
Yeah. Okay. So release 这个动词就是发行或者是上市的意思。So you can say you can release an album, release a collection, 就是新一季的服饰哦，或是 release a movie. 所以刚刚的例句就是《星际大战：最后的绝地武士》于去年的十二月上映。那 release 这个字其实它原来是指释放的意思哦，所以放开那个女孩就是 release that girl， 或者也可以说 let go of that girl.
Or else I'm calling the police on this person who is harassing or hurting this girl. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, the themes and inspirations for the album came from his daily life and childhood memory. So yeah, that's why it took him some time to write the album or to write these songs, because all the themes and inspiration came from his daily life and from his childhood. Now, a theme is basically a main subject that is being talked about or that is described in a writing, movie, or music. A lot of stories, a lot of movies, a lot of pieces of writing have themes. For example, Disneyland is a theme park because its main subject is the Disney characters or the Disney world.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about the themes and inspiration. Now, an inspiration is something that makes someone want to do something and it gives this person an idea. Okay, so for example, maybe if I'm an artist, maybe flowers inspire me. So that's why I draw flowers. So what are some things that inspire you?
Well, for me, I get inspired by inspiring singers, movies, or even food.
Oh, food.
Because sometimes delicious food just makes me want to dance and freestyle.
Oh, so you are a dancer, you cook, and you also sing as well?
Yeah.
Wow, you're multi-talent. She's very
weird,
talented.
Actually. No, not really. So, 刚刚 Tiffany 问我是什么东西是会 inspire 启发我的呢？那对于罗文玉而言呢，他写歌的主题以及灵感就来自他的日常生活以及他的童年。那要注意的是，the theme of the song 是歌曲的主题的意思，所以你可以说 the theme of the song is about women rights， 也就是女权相关的歌曲。但是哦 ，theme song 是指主题曲，比方说我刚说 the theme song of Star Wars or the theme song of the movie Wonder Woman, which is very powerful. 神力女超人的主题曲相当的震撼有力。
All right, next it says, Mandopop is still on Wing's radar, though as he plans to release a new album in 2018. So he did write a Hakka album, he did release a Hakka album, but of course, Mandopop is still something that he focuses on and is still on his radar.
So he's still writing songs in Mandarin. Radar 是雷达的意思。So Mandopop 还在他的雷达范围内，也就是他还留意着并心存着华语流行音乐的意思。那是怎么知道呢？因为他还打算在今年出新的国语专辑哦。So our shortcut for you is also on our radar, right?
That's right. So on somebody's radar or on the radar is our shortcut for you today. Let's take a look and find out what this means.
Shortcut for you.
Are you ready for your morning report, Captain?
Yes, you may begin.
We've been tracking the enemy ships all night. and they've moved away from our territory.
Excellent news. What else?
You have a meeting with the general at 11 a.m.
Not again. Okay, do you have anything else to add?
Yes, we will receive a new supply of weapons this afternoon at 3 p.m.
Okay, I'll keep that on my radar, but I'll have you handle it. Just come to me if you have any problems.
Captain, I'm looking at the radar and I don't see anything. Are you sure you saw something?
I'm not even looking at the radar. If something is on somebody's or on the radar, that person is aware of something or has thought about something.
Understood, Captain. To be on somebody's or on the radar means 受到某人关注。
Does your report say what's on the menu for lunch?
No, Captain.
What? Come back with a full report ASAP.
Yes, Captain. Right away, Captain.
Okay, welcome back to our show. So we learned that on the radar means you're aware about something or you know about it. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, he also aims to put out various TV programs and YouTube videos so that fans can both listen to it and watch his music. Now, put out is just another way or another phrase to say to release or to make something to the public. So he's going to put out a new single or to put out a new album means to release a new single or an album.
And I'm quite looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
So put out 就等于 release, 也就等于 publish, 就是发表的意思。但是要注意是哦 ,put out 还有灭火的意思。So you can say the firefighters put out the fire with water. 消防队员用水来灭火。
Mm-hmm. And lastly, we see our vocabulary word program. So program is a noun and it means something that is broadcast or shown on TV or the radio. So for example, TV programs are things like different TV shows. Like we have Good Morning America or we have a popular Korean show, Running Man, The Voice. These are all different TV programs. YouTube also has its own programs as well because people can make videos for themselves.
Yeah. So TV programs might be talk shows, variety shows, singing contests, or cartoons, you name it. My favorite TV program is the Conan's shows. Have you heard of it before?
I love him. He's really funny as well.
Absolutely.
All right, so if you love Mandarin Pop, well, don't forget about Wing Lo because maybe he's actually writing all the songs that you like listening to.
Yeah.
I definitely learned a lot about him. I didn't know he was such a great songwriter and a producer. I definitely will keep my radar out for him. Now let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You chat.
All right, welcome to our For You chat. Now our For You chat question for today is, who is your favorite songwriter and why? Do you have one?
Well, yeah, I've been thinking about Mandopop, but actually my favorite songwriter is The Script. Have you heard of it before?
I haven't heard of that one.
The Script is an American band, and I just love them. Because I thought that maybe you listen to more Western music, so you might have heard of him before.
I haven't heard of that yet, but I don't know. I haven't really thought about my favorite songwriter. The names that do come off the top of my head are Noel and Liam Gallagher from Oasis, because I really like the band Oasis, and they're also really good songwriters. They made a lot of great classic songs. All right, so you guys can talk about it with your friends or classmates. Who is your favorite songwriter? You listen to a lot of songs, but who wrote these songs? You can research about that and learn more about these people. But that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wing Low, Mandopop's hidden star. Wing Lo is one of the most important people in the Mandopop world. Still, you might not have ever heard of him. That's because he's mostly a songwriter and producer. Wing has written songs for pop stars including JJ Lin, Andy Lau, Sam Lee, and Jen Shan-chi. One of his most famous songs is I Pray For You,which he wrote with Lin for the victims of the Formosa Fun Coast explosion. Wing was born in Meino, Kaohsiung, and started his career as a Mandopop songwriter. For years, his mother asked if he would write songs in Hakka, his mother tongue. In 2013, Wing decided to do it. He released his first Hakka album, Aha Moments, in 2015. The themes and inspirations for the album came from his daily life and childhood memories. Mandopop is still on Wing's radar, though, as he plans to release a new album in 2018. He also aims to put out various TV programs and YouTube videos so that fans can both listen to and watch his music.
Vocabulary Review.
Mostly. The weather here is mostly hot. It only gets cold for about 1 month each year. Victim. Many victims of the earthquake lost their homes and are staying in a school gym. Explosion. You could cause an explosion if you smoke at a gas station. Career. Ken is in college already, but hasn't decided what career he wants to have yet. Release. All new albums are always released on Fridays, though it used to be Tuesdays. Program. On this TV program, viewers can see how animals in Africa live in the wild.